For the most part, the regular Marines and infantry put up some stiff resistance, but it seemed once they got to within close quarters with the British, they gave up, and the conscripts, by the morning, then came out of the woodwork or out of the rocks and packed it in. One man came round the corner and shook me eagerly by the hand, smiles all over his face. I wasn't quite sure what to do or what to say to him. I just pointed him towards the British officer and said, I think you'd better go and talk to him. And it seemed the same picture with a lot of the youngsters, and many of them from the Indian provinces of the north of Argentina, who didn't really know what they'd been letting themselves in for by coming to the Falklands. Indeed, some of them we spoke to thought they were in the Andes. They didn't quite know where they were.